Take the scriptures then now and turn to 1 Kings in chapter 21. 1 Kings 21. And this evening we'll be reading verses 1 through 29. 1 Kings 21. We'll start in verse 1. This is God's word. Now it came about after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, and beside the palace of Ahab king of Samaria. Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, "Give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it's close beside my house, and I will give you a better vineyard than it in its place. If you like, I will give you the price of it in money." But Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid me that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers." So Ahab came into his house sullen and vexed because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he said, "I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers." And he lay down on his bed and turned away his face and ate no food. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, "How is it that your spirit is so sullen that you are not eating food?" So he said to her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases you, I will give you a vineyard in its place.' But he said, 'I will not give you my vineyard.' Jezebel, his wife, said to him, 'Do you now reign over Israel? Arise, eat bread, and let your heart be joyful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite.' So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent letters to the elders and to the nobles who were living with Naboth in his city. Now she wrote in the letters saying, 'Proclaim a fast and seat Naboth at the head of the people, and seat two worthless men before him and let them testify against him, saying, "You cursed God and the king." Then take him out and stone him to death.' So the men of his city, the elders and the nobles who lived in his city, did as Jezebel had sent word to them, just as it was written in the letters which she had sent them. They proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth at the head of the people. Then the two worthless men came in and sat before him, and the worthless men testified against him, even against Naboth, before the people, saying, 'Naboth cursed God and the king.' So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death with stones. Then they sent word to Jezebel, saying, 'Naboth has been stoned and is dead.' When Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, 'Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead.' When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, Ahab arose to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, 'Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to take possession of it. You shall speak to him, saying, "Thus says the Lord, have you murdered and also taken possession?" And you shall speak to him, saying, "Thus says the Lord, in the place where the dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, the dogs will lick up your blood, even yours." Ahab said to Elijah, "Have you found me, O my enemy?" And he answered, "I have found you, because you have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon you and will utterly sweep you away, and then will cut off from Ahab every male, both bond and free, in Israel. And I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, because of the provocation with which you provoked me to anger, and because you have made Israel sin. Now Jezebel also has the Lord spoken, saying, "The dogs will eat Jezebel in the district of Jezreel. The one belonging to Ahab who dies in the city, the dogs will eat, and the one who dies in the field, the birds of heaven will eat. Surely there is no one like Ahab who sold himself to do evil in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel, his wife, incited him. He acted very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord cast out before the sons of Israel. It came about when Ahab heard these words that he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and fasted, and he lay in sackcloth and went about despondently. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but I will bring the evil upon his house in his son's days." And that is the word of the Lord to us. It is sufficient for us. We are to give our attention to it because it is his word. Ahab wants a vineyard. He doesn't need a vineyard. He is king. And the chapter begins with Ahab breaking the 10th commandment, "You shall not covet." Naboth doesn't want to give up his vineyard, and so Jezebel schemes a plan to kill him and have Ahab get the vineyard. This case of injustice shows through the whole of the story that God will see to it that his people receive justice. He will bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night. The first thing in particular that we see is that God's people must expect to suffer injustice in this world. We see that in verses 1 through 16. Naboth could have had a better vineyard. But at stake was what Yahweh had said in his word, or the principles that God had laid forth in his word. And so verse 3, he says, "Yahweh forbid me that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers." Naboth stands firm on God's word. And Jezebel then goes to work. Beloved, from this story we find many implications. This is what you as God's people can expect from the rulers of this age. 1 Peter 4:12 says the same. It says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." And that's the point of this chapter. And if that's what we can expect, then injustice will often be, as we see here, inflicted by the government and or its courts. And that's the case throughout the scriptures. Jesus came under this when they took him to the cross. The Christ who has shared in Naboth's suffering, or Naboth who has shared in Christ's suffering, Christ is surely united to you in your suffering. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 5 says, "For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." The second thing we learn here in this chapter is that God's servants must be prepared to pay the price for standing for justice. Verses 8 through 14, will we fear men or will we fear God? To fear man is to do not what God has commanded. To fear God is to do what God has commanded, and that's what Naboth did here. He feared God more than man, even the king of the northern kingdom of Israel. Verses 17 to 26, however, show us that Yahweh will intervene to bring justice to his wronged people. It may not be immediate. We see here Naboth is stoned and put to death. It wasn't immediate for him. But he will nonetheless will bring justice about. We see that in the very last verse, in verse 29. Yahweh uses his servant, Elijah, to bring the message of justice to Ahab. And it will come upon not only Ahab, but it will come upon Jezebel. It will come upon all his household, his sons after him, because of what he did. And so that should give us warning, parents, especially husbands and heads of households, of what we do in our lives. We also see Yahweh's mercy here in this chapter. Is when Ahab is convicted of his sin, and yet still justice will still come about for him and his family, his sons. What we are seeing in this passage and the others around it is that no one is exempt from the scrutiny and judgment of God's word. We've seen that the last chapter. We'll see it in the very next chapter as well. No one can wiggle themselves out of what God says, and what God has commanded, what God has required of us. And yet at the same time, we see Yahweh's love and mercy to his people. He wants to show it to Elijah, verse 29. Show his mercy. "Do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but I will bring in the evil upon his house in his son's days." So God's people must expect to suffer injustice in this world. God's servants must be prepared to pay the price for standing upon God's word, standing for justice. And we know here also that Yahweh will intervene to bring justice about, even to his wronged people at the right time. And so as 2 Corinthians 1:5 said, you are to be comforted. As you share in the sufferings of Christ, so we, through Christ, we share abundantly in comfort too. So be comforted and stand upon the word of God. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your abundant love and mercy. We thank you that you're the God of justice and holiness and righteousness. And that yet, while we suffer injustice in this world, some even to the point of death like Naboth, yet we know that in the eternal perspective, it is not unto death, but it is unto life. And you bring about justice for every single sin, for every wrong done. You bring about justice, whether upon the person, like to Ahab or to his sons or to Israel, or upon your very son for us. You bring about justice at the right time. And so, Father, let us be patient in this world. Let us be comforted that we are given the great privilege to share in the sufferings of Christ, of which we are commanded to be comforted because we share in them with him. Strengthen us, enable us to be strengthened, and strengthen us to share in your sufferings, the sufferings of your Son. Let us stand firm upon God's word, and let us not turn to the right or to the left or fear men, but that rather that we would fear you, knowing that is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Father, care for us. Watch over us. Continue to spare us. Be merciful to us. Though we deserve exactly what Jezebel would receive and what Ahab deserves and all those after him, Lord, see the righteousness of your Son as you look upon us. And that is our hope and our plea. Father, hear our prayers. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.